stand for a little while, and we can continue this practice standing. Standing with your legs coming straight down from your hips and soften your knees, and particularly relax your buttocks, dropping your tail. So instead of kind of leaning on your hips, where you get a compression around here, you keep this area between the hip bones, keep it unpressurized. As if you're sitting on a horse, for example, and so you feel that your tail bones, you're sitting on something, and essentially the weight is coming down through your legs into the floor, to the ground. Also let your arms come away from the sides of your body. Not as if you're holding them out there, but there can be a way we may hold ourselves unconsciously as a certain pinning, because we're in crowded situations or you're about to do something, so your arms are kind of already ready to go, And then you just take them off. And instead of leaning on something while you're waiting for something else, or just which breaks your body up into the upper and the lower. If we can, anywhere where there's a sense of tension in your body or holding, will break your inner body into segments. And this means that the breath energy can't fully travel through it. And this makes sense. So if we stand, we take our arms off, and again, open the throat, relax the jaw, the face, take a few sighs, let your eyes feel loose. You can kind of complete a long, quiet sigh down through the belly into this place in your lower abdomen, right about here, lower center. So everything is just coming down there as you breathe out. You feel it just tighten up to receive the out-breath. You wait there for a while. See what happens. Can take 10, 20, 25 seconds. You feel the energy build up. At a certain point, you go with that rising tide of energy and let it operate this muscular area, let it start to give the signal to this place in your lower center, which then begins to expand your belly. Expanding your belly. Is it coming up? As it meets the diaphragm, relaxing your chest, no effort at all in your chest, except allowing yourself to open up. As the breath comes up, it can move quite fairly steadily and strongly, then it begins to peter out and slow down. And you get the slowing down, and you get the sense of, you may get some sense of a tide just coming up into your head, like a gentle after tide coming up into your head. As the out breath pauses, as the in breath pauses, it just turns over and then descends. So can we take that into our head, just as if you are, you know, standing on a mountain or beautiful open space, and you're really, oh, wonderful to take this in. Letting it complete itself, breathing out. Let the out-breath begin, as if you're cleaning out, emptying out a bit of stale, used up. Cleaning, breathing out. Fairly slow tide, but it is tidal, and it's also quite natural. It's not, the more we can allow and not control, focus in the right places, then that becomes very steady, rather like having a thermal current coming up, and you can almost, like a bird, imagine your heart just resting on that thermal, being lifted by that. As I'm suggesting in the language I'm using, this is very why breathing is such an important practice or for meditation, developing it, because it's directly related to your mindsets and your mind states. The nervous energy of the mind affects the nervous energy of the body and vice versa. So if the body is tense or agitated or stressed in some way, that particular quality of nervous energy is going to affect your mind states. Just like when you feel ill, for example, you know, you used to not feel grumpy and irritable and so on. So the energy of the mind, not the topics, the thoughts, but the energy of your mind very much affects your body, and similarly the energy of your body affects your mind. And the interface is what we call the breathing. The breathing is the repeated interface between the body and the mind. It's a repeated tide that just keeps turning inwardly. How are you doing? How are you feeling? Anything to be alert about? Everything's okay. Well, that's everything's okay. Well, let's just relax. You know. So it's it's an intelligence to it. So whenever we turn signals, and the signals came from our mind, but it can come from what we see, what we hear. You hear a bang, and the mind goes alert, alert, and everything tightens up. Everything's rushing around, and you get that signal, and you get that in your body. So external circumstances can trigger mental attitudes, goes into your body, and then you're running around doing it, and everybody else is picking up your signal. So it goes. Now some of this signal is also just purely psychological attitudes we have about ourselves, a need to get somewhere, feel we're doing useful things, need to control our feelings, all that. This psychological signaling also affects the breathing. So this is where it gets quite crucial, because if you set up a signal, you've got to meditate, you've got to concentrate, you've got to get it right. What do you think that's going to do? And of course, doing that, the whole thing messes up. So the beauty of it is that actually it will do it all right without you. Without you trying to get it right. If you just start to tune into what's important, finding this lower centre, relaxing the body, keep checking out, because it does tend to almost automatically go back to constrictions, particularly around your head, your eyes, your face, or feeling. It's nice. I've got it right then. Or just zoning out altogether.